Joe Biden and Donald Trump are now their party's presumptive nominees, a prospect that makes many Americans unhappy, which could make voters more open than usual to third-party and independent candidates for president. Well, one independent candidate hoping to appeal to those voters is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is an anti-vaccine activist, a promoter of various conspiracy theories. Kennedy's campaign says it's working to get on the ballot in all 50 states, but it's not going to be easy. NPR's Ashley Lopez is here to tell us why. Hi, Ashley.
Hey there.
So why? Why is it so hard for somebody like Kennedy to get on ballots as an independent?
Yeah, so the short answer is, for the most part, our laws and election rules favor a two-party system. I talked to Chara Torres-Bellacy at Stetson University, and she describes this as Republicans and Democrats having a duopoly-like hold on ballot access in the U.S.,
which means there is almost always a Republican line on a state ballot, and there's almost always a Democratic line on a state ballot. And that is because of how election laws have been written over time.
Some minor parties, like the Libertarian Party, for example, also over time have secured a spot on most state ballots. But with independent candidates like Kennedy, they have to meet all these different requirements in order to get on the ballot state by state.
Requirements like what? Like, what things would the Kennedy campaign have to do to get onto the ballot?
Well, the biggest thing is that independent candidates have to do is gather signatures from voters to get on a ballot in a state. And depending on the state, that could be a couple thousand signatures to hundreds of thousands of signatures. And they have to get these signatures kind of simultaneously because a lot of states have their deadlines around the same time. The Kennedy campaign told me they're aiming to get about 1 million signatures across the U.S., and they're budgeting about $15 million to do that.
Oh, that's interesting. Why would it cost $15 million to get signatures?
Well, you know, it's expensive. The Kennedy campaign tells me that they mostly want to rely on volunteers for signature gathering. But any expert says they're inevitably going to have to staff up and hire people to help them at some point. And paid signature gatherers are not cheap. Depending on the market, these groups can charge something like $15 a signature, which can really add up when you're getting that many signatures. And the second big expense is lawyers and legal fees. Suing states and getting sued is like an unbelievably big part of getting on ballot. Michael Arno, who has a petition company and has been doing this work for years, says that's why a campaign like that will have to have many lawyers on staff and really just a lot of expertise and resources.
If you're going to run against the two major political parties, you have to operate like you're one of the two major political parties. You can't not have an infrastructure.
And I should say, the campaign is not doing this alone. There is a super PAC supporting Kennedy that also plans on spending millions on collecting signatures. But, of course, that's raising questions about whether that's illegal coordination between a campaign and super PAC.
So given all these hurdles, how long a shot is it for someone like Kennedy to get on the ballot in all 50 states?
So it's not an easy lift, but it's definitely not impossible. Overall, most states don't have laws that are that tough. It's only a couple states that do. But either way, both Republicans and Democrats are watching Kennedy's campaign very closely because Kennedy doesn't need to make it on the ballot in all 50 states to make an impact on the election. Him being on the ballot in just some key states is enough to change the calculus of this year's election.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.
And NPR's Ashley Lopez.